I am. How's everybody? Good. Do you guys need to do anything putting mics up here, or are we good to go? Feel good? How you feel? I'd feel better if I go down there and listen to John down there, but feeling good. I wouldn't comment on a player on another team. You know, just would be inappropriate for me to do and against league rules. So understand the interest in that, and I've seen all the headlines that are being written out there, but wouldn't comment on that. We've had good discussions with Terrell himself through the offseason. He and I have spoken a number of times. He and Hugh have spoken. We do have some meetings set up with his representatives, and we'll see what happens there. We're still looking forward to working towards finding some middle ground with Terrell to bring him back and have him as a Cleveland Brown for a long time. I wouldn't get into that now here, Nate. Thanks. Well, Crow's under contract, obviously, through the RFA tag, and we'll work to see if we can find a longer-term deal for him. And right now, you know, I think as he plays through the season, this offseason, through the tag, we'll wait and see how that plays out.
Sashi, there's a report that Josh Gordon has applied for reinstatement again. Where do the Browns stand with Josh Gordon?
Yeah, I saw the reports. Frankly, you know, I just don't know enough, Jeff, at this point about what that process would look like. I do understand that he's able to reapply at some point here in March, and as I understand more, I might be able to shed more light. Right now, it'd just be premature for me to respond to that. Yeah, so we're always going to look to, you know, invest in that position. I think we've got three young guys on the roster between Robert, Cody, and Kevin. That we're excited to have back, moved on from Josh, obviously, this offseason. But we will always look, Tony, to add to that position. We think there's some guys in the draft that are intriguing for us. There could be some guys in free agency, depending on how things shake out, that will help us too. We don't look at it that way, to be honest. I think we'd like to have Terrell back, and that's a priority for us. That said, we're not going to panic if he's not back also, but he's a good player, worked hard. We think he fits within our system, had a lot of success here with our coaches. So we think this is a great place for him to continue his career. I appreciated his remarks, you know, with the press about wanting to stay in Cleveland. And then it's on us, you know, in this process here to try to make sure we can exhaust all options to make that happen. That would be something we wouldn't talk about in this forum. We've had a lot of discussions, as you can imagine, about that. We haven't made a final decision there one way or the other, but we expect Robert to be back in here come April when the guys come back. Yeah, I think the reality at this point is that if you're not going to use a tag on the guy, the guys are effectively in free agency, and you know, they'll be solicited by other teams, you know, through the week here in Indy. We're realistic about that and understand that piece of it, but we'll work through the process with Terrell and his representatives. As I said, he's a priority. We won't be panicked if you know, things don't work out and he's not on our roster. I wouldn't characterize it that way. I think we want to have him here as long-term, as opposed to kind of a one-year temporary option. And I think Terrell's and my conversations, he understands where we are with respect to him. We value him a lot.
When you say you expect Robert there in April, that would indicate you expect him to
be in this. I wouldn't go that far. You know, Pat, I just wouldn't comment much more on it now. We haven't made a decision one way or the other whether or not he's going to be on our roster moving forward. But he is on our roster today. Yeah, we do like the trade, and it positioned us, understanding where we were as a roster, understanding that we were passing on, you know, an opportunity to take a player or two, whether it's Bosa or Wentz or have you, and you tip your hat to Carson. I think he came in and played well for Philadelphia and seems to be a quarterback with a high upside. I think this is a trade that probably when we look back at will work out for both teams. But it allowed us to be in the position today where we have 2 ones, 2 twos, had 2 threes this year as well. And so we do like to trade for our side. And I think time will tell how all these young guys that came out of that trade or somehow tied to that will develop in the league. I wouldn't comment on that in this form. Would be inappropriate and against league rules. Sure. Good. I think they're easy to work with, and I would describe it as good. Leave it at that. Yeah, I think for us, we're going to look at every opportunity, including free agency, to improve our team. Obviously, Nate, as you know, we've talked to this a lot. The lifeblood of what we need to build is essential that we have better results in the draft, and that's going to be the foundation of what we do. It will not be exclusive to using picks to trade for players or looking at free agents that we feel like can add value to us. So we'll explore what opportunities are out there, you know, when opportunity arises on March 7th, 8th, 9th. And then that's how I would leave it. I think a lot of that gets dictated by the market. This is a backdoor Garoppolo question. This is what you're asking, Darren. Yeah, okay. I think because chronologically they're just so, you know, separated. I think we'll have a pretty good idea of what's available in free agency, and we'll have, you know, plenty of time to adjust, you know, and understand what's available in the draft. I think the key for us is we really do view the offseason as a continuum of opportunities. And so we go into really the Senior Bowl hoping to have a great understanding of where we are in each of those phases and the opportunities, particularly at quarterback, because it's a point of emphasis for us. You know, as we try to establish and find our starting quarterback for a long term.
How do you talk about free agent quarterbacks? Is Brian Hoyer an option, or is there too much water in the bridge?
I wouldn't talk again about another guy that's not a free agent at this point, Pat.
Is there anybody you could imagine going into next season without another quarterback? With the three guys you have?
Yes. So that could be the reality that we're faced with. So it's something that you have to prepare for. Doesn't mean that it's an aiming point or a target, and I'd leave it at that. But we do like Kevin, Cody, and the work they put in, and Roberts come in, and obviously had a tough year with the durability and the injury early. But the reality is those are three guys on our roster, and we'll continue to develop and work with them. Doesn't mean that's necessarily our aiming point. We want one of those guys to develop and establish themselves as a good quality long-term starter for us that can win a lot of games. But I think each of them would have a way to go to establish themselves that way. Doesn't mean that you give up on them. Yeah, I think it's an intriguing prospect always each year. You know, there's years where I think the group of people or the consensus is it's a strong quarterback class, and sometimes those don't pan out. And there's other years where there's a guy who shows up, Dak, last year, you know, who would have sat here this year and said that's the guy that needs to be the top five pick. So the reality, you have to go in with enough humility and then also diligence to understand what each prospect provides, and then put him in your system, or at least project him into your system to see how he's going to be able to perform for you. Senior Bowl was a great opportunity for our coaches and our personnel folks to get a better look at some of the prospects coming out, and we'll continue to do work on some of the underclassmen as well. We we haven't, and we've really been focused, Scott, to be honest, until we saw some of the reports recently on the guys that are on the roster. You know, on occasion, I would check in with Josh and Hugh Wood just personally, because we care for the young man. But beyond that, we really haven't sat down to talk about what it would be like if he gets back in, or even, you know, taking the time to understand exactly what that would look like. And I think that's, you know, a pretty complicated process at this point, given kind of his history. So it would be largely speculative at best, and we've got a lot of guys to focus our attention on. I missed the central part of your question. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't call it necessarily a deterrent. You just factor that into the valuation. So I don't think anybody thinks Jamie Collins is a third-round talent. It's just when you look at kind of the number of years under control, under his contract, what you're trading for, how long you may or may not have him on your roster, certainly factors into some of the discussions you have with other teams. But for us, I mean, we want to emphasize guys who are, you know, kind of entering their primes or in their primes or younger, just because where we are as we build our roster. Yeah, no, and then obviously you have a chance to extend them and want to understand your chances at doing that as well. But we really like the Collins trade. I think it worked well for New England, worked well for us.
What have you learned about Jamie Collins? Why is he someone you want to build
around? You know, really talented player, passionate about football, high football intelligence, and incredibly athletic. So we like all those things. Fit within our building, fit with our coaches. He and Hugh, I think, have a good and growing relationship. So we liked everything we saw about him, and he played well, you know, adjusting to a new system, came in, and I don't know how many tackles he averaged, but he was one of our, I think, our second leading tacklers for the remainder of the season.
When you see a player that New England is willing to give up, does that give you
pause? No, because I think you've seen in time that they've acquired and let go of players for a variety of reasons. But, you know, you have to make your own individual evaluations and trust those, and we felt good about Jamie and still do. Yeah, the way we look at it is competition, but we absolutely do value veteran presence. You know, I think well documented we kept around last year some of the veterans in terms of Josh and Josh McCown and, you know, Tremont and some of those guys that aren't going to be here this year. And some of our young guys are going to have to step up. But we charged them with that as soon as they came in the door. This is not time to take a redshirt year. When you come in and you're drafted by us, you're brought in as a CFA, your time is now, and the clock starts ticking from a leadership perspective and on the field as well. You know, we're going to, I think, responsibly listen to any opportunities that are out there. I think we have to do that. It's not a design of ours. We would have to wait to see what might come and what player might be available there as we get through this process here, Tony. Yeah, I think Corey, you know, had two separate injuries during the year that limited him. But we like the competitiveness, the athleticism, and as he's going to develop, we understood that coming out of Baylor and coming to the league, that it's going to take him some time to get to full maturity. But I think you can see the speed, the competitiveness, the ability to make some big plays, and the strength in him. And he's a young player that I think will be good for us for a long time. You know, you project out what his production would have been over the course of the season he would have had without the injuries. He would have had a good rookie year and on his way to a good second year. We expect that from him this year.
What do you see?
Two more questions here.
Good player. I think it provides both. You know, I think it provides us a lot of flexibility in terms of how we build the roster. It could be patching together, move up to get a player we covet and target. Could be, you know, again, acquiring a player from another roster. So it gives you a lot of flexibility as we move forward. You know, kind of our worst case scenario, we have a bevy of young talented players that we frankly need to build our foundation and move on towards winning.
Guys about it, and will it in any way affect your decision?
I don't think you can take some of this stuff too serious. Listen, we're realistic about where we are as a brand and a roster. But more importantly, I think, you know, these are young men who are, you know, eager to play in the NFL. They want to go different places perhaps. But I think more importantly for them, you just can't take it too seriously. Obviously, it's been well documented and explained. Some of the representatives of the players called to explain some of the comments. And I explained to those guys at the time, you know, we don't take it too seriously. We look forward to having an opportunity to meet them. They're both high character young men, and move forward, you know, manage yourself with class and go from there. I think there's some lessons all around to be learned there.